G'day, Mind Meatheads. Mick Meredith here on the podcast, which I haven't done in a long time. I'm here with a good mate, comedian, voiceover artist, actor. Are you still an actor?
I don't really think so, no.
Father, husband,
still a father.
Writer.
Yeah.
Writer. And he's going to give us the big word of the week to lead into the podcast. Simon Kennedy, big word of the week.
Well, it's not long, but efficacy.
Fuck, that's a beauty.
Efficacy.
What does it mean?
Yeah, well, I was used against me in the chemist. I said,
by the chemist?
The chemist lady, the pharmacist. She said, which ones are better? These or these? And she goes, well, the efficacy of these ones is unproven. I'm like, well,
did you Google it?
Yeah, I did. I had to look it up. And I think it's just another way of saying effectiveness.
Oh.
Yeah, efficacy. So. Unless she used the wrong word, which I got to look it up.
Do you know how to spell it?
No.
No. Well, let's get into the podcast. So yeah, we're here we are, and I normally start the podcast with I look up a foreign language, yeah, and say hello in that language, and at the end of the podcast I say goodbye in that language. And I've given you that task, and all you've come up with is swear words.
No, I could give you hola, hola.
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 Which is Spanish.
Spanish. I use Spanish because I seem to have a lot of South American friends now.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You know, all over South and Central America, and Spanish being the key thing there. My wife just got back from Mexico, in fact. Where
she's bringing them here. She's ordering them.
She was building a wall. My wife builds the best walls. She was building a wall. No, she was there with a friend, you know, a bit of a jaunt. And so, yeah, I get a bit of Spanish in my world now.
So what's a Spanish swear word? Do you know a Spanish swear word?
Oh, I know a phrase. I know, like, a la chingada.
And what does that mean?
Get the fuck out of here.
That's great.
That's what it means, yeah, which is a good one. And I think it's the same in Spanish as it is in Portuguese, and that's chupa minha pica. Which is suck my dick. yeah. Which made me realise that's where...
I hate that I'm staring at you when you said that.
But that's... I've realised after I was taught to me the chupa, which means suck, and I read that's chupa chups.
Right.
And I'm thinking maybe they're not chupa chups, maybe they're chupa chups.
Chupa chups. Maybe. Should they be bigger?
Yeah.
Oh, you can get the big one. Ando.
Chupa mia ando. Suck my ando.
So this is just I don't want to, because Steve Philp, good friend of ours, Steve Philp, he always bags out comedians interviewing comedians on podcasts.
Yeah, well, there aren't enough of them.
Yeah, so I don't want to talk about comedy. We're just going to talk shit.
We are.
So I was driving over here, and I seen an old guy with a helmet on. Yeah, he was on top of a bike.
Oh,
he
say,
wasn't one of those guys
walking.
Because I reckon I need one of those. You're a bald man too. Mm. Do you get attracted to not if you're not wearing a hat? Do you always smash your head into something and get a graze?
Scratch it on a branch, yeah.
Because there's nothing less attractive than a bald man with a scratch on his head.
No, he looks like he's slept rough.
He's clumsy, isn't he?
Yeah, because you look like you're a bit drunk. I find that I realize I've had, you know, I've been bald for, you know, 18 years or something, I think, but I realize that hair is not just for look. It stops you getting scratches on your head. It does.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
People with hair have got scratches all under their hair.
It's a buffer zone.
A buffer zone.
Isn't it?
And you can't, but you can't buff it out.
No.
Be good if you could.
Yeah, yeah. Like, yeah, go to a panel beaters.
Maybe we should build a tool for bald men to buff their scratches out. It's an app.
There's an app, yeah. It's just a filter on Snapchat.
So anyway, this guy, old guy, would have been about 70. He was on a bike and a helmet on, and he had the cable ties sticking out.
Yeah, it's good.
So that the magpies wouldn't attack.
And people won't talk to him either.
Yeah. I wanted to stop and ask him about it, though. Have you ever been attacked by a magpie? Because we're not in magpie season at the moment.
Yeah, I not for a while. When I was young, I remember I was seeing a girl. I think I would have been 16, 17. I took this girl for a walk down to the creek, as you do.
Toongabby Creek.
Toongabby Creek, it was. And because that's the kind of romantic guy I am. I know normally those sort of stories end like the Richard Marx song Hazard. Where the girl gets murdered, but no, we went down just for a walk, a romantic walk at the creek, and it just happened to be magpie season, and all of a sudden I wasn't so suave, and they're coming at me, and
it is the most fearsome attack.
Mm.
Like, we don't have any predators in this country, really.
Just magpies.
Mm. Imagine if there were still predators.
Yeah.
In the world, we'd be fucked. Men would be fucked. And happy International Women's Day, by the way.
I think I'd be, yeah, it is International Women's Day as we record this. So to all the women out there, hello.
Hello. No, should have gone, how you doing?
Hey, hey there. Yeah, just to undermine the whole thing, I think I should. But hello. Women of the world.
Ladies.
did you notice that I stopped myself from saying that? Because I'm like, well, that's no good. You can't say, hey, ladies, because that's, I don't know.
But you've got to have a sense of humour. I mean, I'm all for feminism and all that, but we've still got to hold our sense of humour.
Oh, yeah, look, I mean, equal rights, equal everything, and I think equal piss-taking.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah,
I love them.
It's all good. So, predators. I would rather come up against a predator that was my size.
Oh, right, so you can take them on.
Throw a punch. Because if
when's the last time you threw a punch in anger?
Never. I'm not a fighter.
Yeah.
Not even a lover.
Yeah.
I don't know what I am, but... I've got nothing. But no, I'm not a fighter at all. I don't like getting punchy.
Yeah.
Don't like getting my face hurt or my head scratched.
But yeah, like, because I got attacked by a magpie last year and it was the most, it took my hat off. It come from behind. I had a hat on. And
It had a hat on.
It had other hats that it had stolen.
Right.
Brisbane Bronco hat.
Yeah, that'd be right. Probably a Collingwood hat.
A Yankees hat.
Magpies.
And it swooped in and took my hat off from behind, and I was like, "Fucking, who did that?"
Like, I'll fight you.
All bogany up, and then I realised it was a magpie, and I hid behind a letterbox.
I mean, Mick, you're not exactly letterbox size.
it was a big brick one.
Big letterbox. It was the post office. You hid behind a post office. Yeah, right. Yeah, no, it looks so stupid. It's like when you walk through the spider web and then your arms are flailing.
Because people can't see it. People are driving past going, look at that mad guy.
Look at that. And you're a bald guy. I may pick up. What's this Peter Garrett impersonator doing?
That guy needs a helmet if he's going to walk around like that.
Spider web.
But yeah, that was. I just seen that guy, and I just thought.
So, do they work? Do the cable ties sticking up work?
Well, that's not my point. But do they?
I don't know.
And also, the other day, because I'm into fitness at the moment, I went for my power walk in the morning, and there's a nice cafe near where I live, and the classic, the cult of old fat guys on bikes,
the lycra guys.
How do you get into that cult?
Well,
have you been drawn into that cult yet?
No, because I don't have a bike. I'm thinking about getting a bike, but I won't get one with the curly bullhorn handlebars.
Yeah, I bought a mountain bike. I bike every lunchtime.
Upright bike. I'd get one of those. I'd put a helmet on and I'd just wear regular shorts and stuff.
Yeah.
I'm not going to dress in some sort of tight figure hugging thing because that's why I'm on the bike. I can't get away with that.
Well, this guy would have been, the guy that I noticed the most, he would have been my age and a bigger girth.
Mm.
And he was sitting and slouching and there was a little bit of skin poking out of the bottom of the lycra. It was just...
Yeah. It's like a circus performer.
It is.
Isn't it? I don't understand why. They know they don't look good like that, don't they know that?
I reckon it starts, they just wear normal clothes and then they meet at the cafe and they're like, Gary,
what are you doing?
You should be wearing lycra as well. Basically join the cult.
Yeah, right. Do you think, like, remember how goths were a thing once?
Yeah.
No, I don't see any anymore. I don't know if they're a thing anymore. But everyone who was in the goth had to wear like a trench coat from the World War II.
Yeah.
Everyone had to wear a German army trench coat. And it's like if you rocked up with that one, they're like, where's your trench coat?
Where's your trench coat? Well, it's summer. I've got a single on this time. No, that's not how it works.
No, even if it's in Brisbane.
Yeah.
There were goths in Brisbane.
Well, Kat Davidson. You know Kat Davidson?
Yeah, very
she
funny
was
lady.
A goth.
Yeah, I
she
can see
was
that.
A goth.
In Brisbane.
In Brisbane.
Bloody hell. How hot.
God. Horrible.
Yeah, it's a bad choice.
So I don't know.
No wonder the goths are miserable. They're hot. And
we're taking callers now. How do you get into the cult of the light, fat lycra guy?
Yeah, hello, Mick. It's Jenny from Penn and Hills here.
it's a common thing, and you hear them.
There's a lot around my way.
Yeah, clickety clacketing in.
What is the rule where they're supposed to? What area are they supposed to ride on the road? Is there a rule?
Oh right. Well, they're allowed to ride on the road.
Yeah, yeah. But how close to the gutter?
I don't think that's. I think they can ride anywhere on the road.
Yeah, right. Okay.
That's the problem, you know, and it doesn't work. Doesn't work.
I seen a lady the other day driving for a ride, and she was like right in the middle of the court of the closest lane to the gutter, just putting along.
Yeah.
But in like an upright lady's bike, and she had like streamers out the side. Like she wasn't exercising; she was just putting along in the middle of peak hour.
Did you?
She was copping a blasting.
People were like, get out of the way.
She didn't give a shit.
I would prefer to be. I would like to see those people on the footpath because it's just too.
Yeah, she was just.
It's dangerous.
She was.
Everyone.
She was at, in biking terms or horse terms, she was at a canter.
Yeah, right. Did that song play in your mind? That you know, the mixtures riding along.
Yes.
Oh, the push
yes.
back, honey.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Yes. And yes.
If that song's in your head, then you should be on the footpath. I think that's the thing.
What is your... I was thinking of it on the way here because I got cut off driving here to your house. And what is your go-to abusive word that you don't yell out? But sometimes maybe you are a yeller-outer out of the car when someone pisses you off. What's the word? What's the word goes through your head?
If the kids are in the car or you mean, or if they're not...
Let's go with both. Go with the bad one first.
Well, I think it's the same word... only when the kids aren't there, it's prefaced by "you fucking." So clown.
You fucking clown.
You fucking clown. Yeah, clown. Which I like that word. It's because it does insinuate.
You don't put "ass clown" in front of it.
Oh, maybe from now on.
It's a good one, isn't it?
Yeah, ass clown. It's a great word.
I quite like "turd blossom." That's my favourite word at the moment. You fucking turd blossom.
That's a ripper.
It's out of Guardians of the Galaxy, I think.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Look at this turd blossom.
Turd blossom. It sounds like, it sounds like a real Aussie expression.
No, but it's American, obviously.
Oh, wow.
Turd blossom.
See, turd sounds better when we say it, I think.
Do you like clowns?
Clowns? Oh, I don't hate them.
Mm.
No, I'm fine with them. I don't choose to... go to clown expos or things?
My point is, yesterday my stepdaughter went to school and it was a Mufti Day circus theme.
Ooh.
Circus theme. Now, not a lot of things you can dress as really when you think about it, is there?
No, you could wear bike lycra.
Yeah, lycra. Yeah. Your dad could drop you off.
Yeah.
You could go as a ringmaster.
Yeah.
You could go as a circus animal. Or clown. You could go as a clown.
Mm, clown.
And you know what they weren't allowed to go as?
What?
Clowns.
Right, they're not allowed to
Not allowed to go as clowns because last year all the year seven kids got scared. What's fucking wrong with kids?
Fucking hell.
Fucking turd blossoms.
Really?
So, true story.
So you know what you really want to do if you want to stand out at school, really make a stand, come as a clown.
Come as a clown.
With a peanut butter sandwich in your hand. Just to fuck them up, you know? Yeah, you're scared and you're going to get an anaphylaxis.
Yeah.
Cop that.
Smothered in peanut butter.
Yeah, clowns.
Can you believe that? What's happening? What's happening in the world? What's happening with the kids?
Are they fucked?
are they fucked?
Clowns. Well, my daughter actually pulled out on me once. She goes, oh, I'm scared of clowns. I went, no, you're not. You're just saying that because someone else has said it.
Yeah.
You're scared of clowns. Are just people. They're dressed up with makeup on and dance around and touch kids. There's no problem. There's nothing to be worried about. Just relax.
And we were watching a video of yours. You're a voiceover artist, and with Trump in at the moment.
Yeah, I've been trumping it.
A bit of Trump gold.
Yeah,
and you've been giving a instructional videos how to do it.
Yeah, anyone can trumpet, I think. I mean, you just go, I mean, maybe it's easy for me to say because I can trumpet, but there you go. So that's a good trump cough. I wanted to share my trump with the world in the aim of making money off it.
All right. Yeah. Have you made it? You said you booked for a few gigs, right?
I did. I've done a few voiceover jobs as Trump, that was my plan.
And what was the product?
I did some comedy sketches actually for Nova Radio in Brisbane. Oh, right. And I'm waiting for the car commercials to come in. I think that's going to be the next.
Come
to Gosford Toyota. We have the best Toyotas. My Toyota's amazing. Huge. The savings are huge.
How many guys in Australia can do Trump?
Oh, there's probably a few. It's one of those things.
It's not a hard one, you reckon?
Well, not for character guys. I think that they'd be able to work it out, you know. And he's the most impersonatable president in a while.
Yes.
You know, like Bush was good, but, he's better.
Yeah. You can do a lot of shit with him.
Yeah, and
as with Bush.
Yeah.
I mean, Obama was good, but what do you take the piss out of him?
Well, he wasn't an arse clown.
Yeah.
So that's not
or
funny.
Or a turd blossom.
Or a turd blossom, no. Yeah, I mean, I worked on my Obama, but there was no call for it. No one wanted to hear anyone make fun of Obama because everyone liked him, right?
And yeah, you would always hear a good Obama and you go, oh, that's good.
Yeah.
And then there'll be no joke.
No, it's like, okay, folks, we're going to do that.
His pauses were fantastic. Yeah. He had the best pauses of any president ever.
He was a massively cool dude.
He was.
Still is, you know.
As opposed to this ass clown.
Yeah, which apparently, Obama's tapped his phone. That's what the ass clown says. That's what Trump reckons. He's tapped my phone. He's been tapping it. I think that's just racist.
What do you think of it? Yeah, well, like Trump's loves his Twitter.
God, doesn't he?
Do you like social media?
Yeah, look, I'm on it, and I've got a love-hate relationship with it.
Yeah,
I feel like I like being able to throw things out there. I can get to an audience that you know otherwise I wouldn't, so that's not bad. I don't like it when it takes over. I don't like it that it takes over, your space a little bit. You can't get away from it sometimes, especially when it's in your pocket and it's
When you tweet something or do something and you think it's clever and then you're like, fuck, I've got to keep checking.
Does anyone care?
Yeah.
I know, that's which is kind of sad really, isn't it? It'd be like doing a comedy show and then ringing everyone who was there to see if they liked it.
You know? Yeah, because I did one yesterday because I'm a member of the Wentworth Point community page on Facebook.
Yep. Can you hear my neighbours have a blower vac going? It's a leaf blower.
Yeah.
Do you reckon that's coming through?
Probably.
Fucking leaf blowers.
Fuck, I hate leaf blowers.
What's the point of a leaf blower?
Remember brooms?
That's right. and a little dustpan.
A dustpan.
Like you blow the leaves, they're going to blow back.
Yeah. You just blow them to another area.
I know. That's how I describe Australia's asylum seeker policy.
A leaf blower.
Blower policy.
That's great.
Just blow them to another island.
Yeah.
You know,
they're running out of islands.
Yeah. Anyway, so I interrupted.
No, that's good. It's good. That's the way this works.
Yeah.
Then we get time.
It's organic.
They don't say much on this page, but someone put a photo up yesterday of dog droppings, dog shit in the piazza.
Piazza.
And, look at this, you know. If you're going to own a dog, you've got to look after it. You've got to pick up your dog poo. Mm. And then this lady underneath wrote, yeah, well, we know the nationality of the owner.
What?
And I just was laughing and I went, that's comedy gold for me. So I went, you can tell by the owner, by the dog shit.
What?
And thinking I was going to get a little bit of... I was going to call her on her racism.
Yeah.
And she went, lol. I was just disappointed.
Not lol.
No, lol.
I want you to bite back.
Yeah.
So she could tell by looking at the dog poo the nationality of the owner.
Of the owner, yes.
Okay, well, for starters, I can't tell by looking at dog poo what kind of dog it is.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that she is some kind of shit whisperer. That's amazing. She's like that the mentalist or something. You know?
The shitulist.
She's like David Caruso. I can see that this dog shit belongs to
a Portuguese guy.
An Asian man. Dun, dun, dun. Wow. Yeah, right.
Yeah, so it didn't
If it looked like a Maltese Terrier shit, maybe she figured the person was Maltese.
Because we've got mates that love to go at that, people being racist shit. Whereas yeah. I just go like, oh, I'll just throw this gag in and maybe this will get the bite back. But no one ever bites.
No.
I think people think I'm too sweet or nice and they're like, oh, he's just being funny.
People bite at strange things.
Yeah.
I can never tell. Yeah. Social media, it's like road rage. People yell things and say things from their car that they wouldn't say if it was standing next to them. And the internet's like that. Yeah. So, yeah, it's a bit weird. I'm still trying to work out how you would work out the nationality of a person based on their dog's poo.
No, I know what she meant, but I don't want to say it.
Yeah. She thinks that she knows the person who's doing it. And
no, I'd say that there's a high level of a certain nationality within the area we live in.
So she's assuming it's them.
And that's what I'm assuming as well. I'm assuming, I might be completely wrong.
You're assuming about her assumption.
Yes, yes. Yeah. And she's completely wrong.
I think it'd be great to go out with her in the park and then someone's standing there with a dog. The dog does a poo. She goes, oh, you're Syrian. Because she can just from the dog poo or something.
And the guy goes, only vaguely.
Oh, my grandmother was. Yeah, I can tell.
Well, or they break down. They go, oh, I always wondered what my roots were.
Yeah, she's like a DNA tester. Instead of that SBS show, Where Do I Come From?, they could just get that woman to look at your dog shit and she'll tell you.
Yeah.
Yeah. It'd be a quick show.
Let's look her up now.
Where do I come from?
But I just didn't get a bite. I was very disappointed. And then I gave up. You know when you just give up?
Yeah, I totally. I like taunting people, but I can't be bothered. These days I just, I've given up. I've got a life offline and I try and live it as
well. What is your life offline? Are you at home a lot?
Yeah, I am compared to a lot of dads.
So how do you fill your day in?
I do voiceover work. Yeah. So that sort of pops up through the week.
What's the most popular voice you do?
I suppose my own voice. Right now you can probably hear, I've had a bit of a head cold actually, so it sounds a little bit, how you going?
I actually get pretty excited when I hear your voice on a commercial.
On a telly.
I'm like, it's Simon. And then my partner goes, yeah, I know. And I'm like, he's just got some money and it's really happy for him.
The funny thing is,
he's living the dream, man.
There was an ad on the radio, which I recorded over a year ago and ran for a year. I think it might still pop up and stuff. I don't know. For Lily Holmes. And it's on every morning. And I've got the radio on and the kids go, oh, that's you, Dad. You know, great. Find people at Lily Holmes who make lovely homes, I'm sure. But it kept turning up. And people say, God, you must be rolling in it. You only get paid once.
Oh, right.
Yeah, you only get paid once, though. And I appreciate that as well. I do.
So how would you fill your day in then if you didn't have anything to do?
Yeah, right.
Well, because I'm struggling with that at the moment.
Yeah, well, I've recently been putting more effort into creating content and for YouTube videos and things like that.
Where would we see those? Would you like to advertise them on? I've got a very big listener.
Tell you what, you go straight to Simon Kennedy Comedian on YouTube and there I am. You know, I've actually probably had my most successful video this last week.
Which is about?
Well, you know, that hilariously awful Department of Finance.
I was on a ship when it happened, but it really blew up, didn't it?
It blew up huge. And that recruitment video, which was awful. And I just looked at it and I went, I'm going to revoice this. So I did. And it took off. I think that was 4 or 5 days ago I did that. And I think it's, you know.
How many thousand?
It's hit about 28,000 watches, I think.
Fuck.
Which is all right. Which is the most I've had sort of, you know, like, you know.
Yeah, it's weird, isn't it?
Yeah, you can never tell, like, what's going to happen. Everyone wants to be a hit.
Yeah.
On YouTube or whatever, but, you know, can never really be sure. Right? But I'm just going to keep pumping them out, doing some Trumpy videos.
Yeah.
My Trump's called Trumpy.
Trumpy.
Yeah. Aussie version Trumpy.
Trumpo.
But Trumpy, Trump trumps it up. So, yeah, I'm going to put some more Trump. I've got a new Trump wig, so I need to do more videos with that. And someone left a Make America Great Again cap on my doorstep the other day.
You don't know who?
Well, I do now. It was friends locally. And for, there were about 4 days where I had no idea where it came from. I thought,
are they racists?
No.
Were they wearing?
He's Dutch, actually.
Oh, right.
He's Dutch. So that doesn't mean he's not racist.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not, though. He's a nice guy. Yeah, but that was a surprise. It was like, oh, it's taking
That's
off.
That's perfect.
It's taking off.
Yeah.
You know?
Got fans, local fans.
Trumpy.
Local fans.
Yeah. So I'll have to feature that hat in the next video, too.
Do you drop the kids off and pick them up?
A lot of the time. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Yeah. You know, between my wife and I, we work it out. And sometimes, as you know, I might be away working, you know, gigging somewhere regionally or on a ship even, you know, on a ship.
Don't we love that?
Oh, man. It's good.
Do you, because I've got two kids growing up and now I'm stepfathering, do you judge other parents?
So much.
Fuck, how good is it?
Oh, mate, some parents are shit.
It's great, isn't it?
I'm a hardcore, like, I judge the shit out of parents.
I wouldn't have done it that way.
When I see someone pushing a pram with a kid in it and the kid's got an iPad, I'm like, yeah, nah, you're shit.
How old's the kid?
Well, 3. I'm like, you know what? There's stuff to look at. I didn't have an iPad. Get over it. Still, I'm judging now. And people go, oh, I do that. And go, well, I'm judging you. Okay.
Yeah, that's great.
You lazy parent.
I was on a cruise ship the other day and I was about to do a PG show. Not a kid show.
PG. All ages.
All ages show. And on this particular ship, all the kids were sitting up the front, all the parents were sitting up the back. There was one toddler crawling all over the stage pre-show. So I've gone to the club manager and said, you need to sort that out. That needs to be stopped. So she's on the mic. The owner of the toddler, please get him off the stage. She said about 5 times. And then she had to go down and talk to the guy.
God.
And then he just went, he's all right. He's having a time of his life.
Yeah.
Shit parent.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah. I know, we do. You do get that sometimes. If you do an all-ages show and, you know, which is not often as a comedian to do an all-ages show, but, you know, if you're doing a cruise ship, that'll happen. And then, you know, it's just kids down the front and you go, where are your folks? And they go, I don't know. Who leaves their kids with a comedian? You know? Really?
Some of us are dodgy. Yeah. Not dodgy in that way, but just...
Some of us don't care
what
words your kids will learn.
Yeah.
Yeah? Just a warning.
Yeah, now that I'm back into, like, young kid parenting, like, I fucking look at people and go, fuck, you're shit. You don't know what you're doing.
Yeah.
Changes every generation, though, I suppose.
Things are different now, aren't they? I mean, and again, to get serious for a moment, like... People don't get to spend time with their kids because they can't afford to pay off the house. So everyone's working.
Yeah.
The kids are at daycare all day until 6 p.m. No one sees them. Or the kids go to school. They're at after school care till 6 or 7. What the hell is that? That's shit. It's shit for everyone, isn't
day
it?
Day release.
That's awful.
Going to jail every day.
When I get home from school, you know, mum would be there and it'd be, that's cool. That's how it should be.
Yeah, do you want a high-fat snack?
Yeah.
Heaps of sugar in it.
That's it.
Absolutely,
thanks, mum.
Yes.
That was back in the day when houses were $50.
Yeah.
It's different now.
£300 or something like that. My parents told me, it was £300. They spoke like that even when they were young. Hello, son, how are you?
My neighbours bought their house for, I think it was $30,000 or something.
Here?
Yeah.
Fair dinkum.
Yeah. They're in their 80s. They're great people. Now... As old Dick next door, he said to me, he goes, as we're sitting on a gold mine we can't dig into, but it's a gold mine.
What were they? What are houses were they?
Oh, too much.
Too much.
More than you'd imagine.
Yeah. We went looking for investment properties the other day. It's ridiculous. Ridiculous, the prices of things.
Don't do it in Sydney.
Well, you got to do it in Sydney to make money.
Do you?
Really. Friends of ours... Bought one in Gold Coast and it hasn't shifted.
Right.
It's gone up $30.
But can you rent it out?
Yeah.
Welcome.
Not like Sydney.
Welcome to Mick Meredith's Talking Real Estate.
Talking Real Estate. Yeah. We went to a couple of open house things. They're interesting, aren't they?
Yeah. I like that. Looking at people's stuff.
I felt really fat. We went to Saturday Morning in the Inner West.
Oh, yeah.
And everyone turned up in their gym gear. really fit looking.
Active wear.
But didn't look like they'd been to the gym. Maybe they were going or they were just fuckwits.
Yeah. It was comfortable.
No, not that comfortable. Where do you put your wallet?
Yeah, right. That's a point. That's a good point. In your yoga bag.
In your they didn't have bags. Yeah. It's gone a bit weird. It's weird.
Strange.
The conversation's gone
real estate.
A bit weird. Real estate. Oh, look out.
That's the phone. Hang on. Right.
All right. Yeah. How was the phone call? You got a home phone.
We do. Because
a home phone for years.
Well, we live in this, like, it's a bit of a valley. It drops down. Right. And I never had phone. My mobile would just be like SOS only.
Really?
Yeah. But I've changed to a more reliable carrier. Excuse me. And that now it works fine. So now I've still got the home phone. That's all right.
Yeah, I was quite shocked by that.
Comes with the internet, you know.
All right. Well, the internet, I said the same thing, but I just didn't put it on. Anyway, what a weird conversation that was.
Yeah.
I got a, I went to a tattoo shop the other day and got a tattoo.
Oh, you got a new one?
I got a new one. We won't get into that because it's a bit regrettable.
Already?
The guy who wasn't tattooing me but was tattooing the guy next to me, very bipolar. And a lot of face tattoos.
Ooh.
What's going on with face tattoos? A lot of face tattoos, man. A lot of girls with face tattoos.
Well, I mean, go back.
Well, you can get them lasered off now. Yeah, is that what they're thinking, you reckon?
But that seems like saying you can get them lasered off. It's not like just taking it. That's another major procedure.
Yeah,
like
it hurts 10 times as much.
Easier to not do it at all.
Costs 10 times as much.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
No, you're better off not doing that. Like, I mean, anything that you can avoid lasering your face would be good, I think. It would be good. I don't know. I don't have any tattoos at all. And it's not because I'm anti-tattoo as such. I look cool on some people. But I get bored with things. Like T-shirts I change, you know, regularly.
That's a great point.
Yeah, I just get sick of the look of things. I'm like, that was then. I'm glad I can take this shirt off. I'll chuck it now. I'll give it to Vinny's. Yeah, that's why I never did. Like, I've got a scar on my chest and I used to think, oh, yeah, I could get that tattooed over and that would be badass. But then I thought, yeah, but then I've...
Scar's badass.
Yeah, well, that's it. Yeah. Chick's dick scars.
Yeah. Well, not as you can show this this scar to another chick because you're married, though.
No, that's right. Oh, yeah. But no, so I don't. But I've noticed that they're a bit they're everywhere now, tattoos, and I think there's going to be some regrets. I see a lot of ladies with lovely legs who are now
leg tattoos
covered in them, and I'm like, well, you know what, your body changes, and
the thigh tattoos very popular on pretty young girls with shorts on.
Yeah, and I just don't
big chunky ones.
It's distracting from the human for mine. But when you've got tattoos, so it's interesting having this conversation with you. But I just think there are places for them, and you know,
yeah. Because I try to be, you know, cool with every species on the planet. Like you see something, you're like, oh, don't have a shocked face. But when I see a guy with heaps of tats on his face, I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah. Well, if you got tattoos on your face, I mean, I must admit, talking about judging people, I do leap to a conclusion that this guy could snap at any moment, you know.
So stop staring.
Yeah, exactly. So is that my phone doing that?
Everyone's popular today. It's very popular. Oh. You reckon there's no coverage here? There's plenty of coverage here.
What's happening?
Well, we'll wrap it up with my 11 shit questions, shall we?
Yeah.
They're not very, very exciting questions, but you got to make them as exciting as possible. What's your favourite meal and drink?
Look, meal? Oh, I'd say lasagna.
Lasagna?
And, you know, and it was when I was a kid, it was like, what do you want for your birthday dinner? It was always lasagna.
I thought you said, what do you want for your birthday? Lasagna.
Lasagna wrapped up.
And a Garfield toy.
That's right. I did have a Garfield toy. But like home cooked, not that floppy stuff that you get. And drink, well, you know, I do like a good beer. But
you a craft beer man or a
regular beer? Yeah, I am actually. Man? No, I'm not. I don't really like factory beer anymore.
Mm.
I find it a bit.
I don't think it's cool to like craft beer too because it's like a wine now. I reckon a lot of people say you're a wanker, but I'm like people like fancy wines. Well, it's like a nice beer.
Taste the difference.
Yeah.
Cask wine versus
Biggest influence, hero, idol, famous or not?
Oh, this would be Soppy. But I'll say it was my mum.
Ah, nice. Yeah,
she's a champion.
Nice, nice. And best day ever. What would be your best day ever? Ever, whether it's happened or not.
I reckon the best day ever. I'll tell you what it was. Was one of my best days ever that I can recall. In Hong Kong, with the family,
yeah,
the kids. I think my daughter was 5, my son was 3, so little. We had a day at Hong Kong Disneyland.
Right, there is one there, is there?
There is, and it's nice and small. Actually, it's not too big, and the kids didn't complain or fight once day.
That's a parent day ever.
Oh my God, and it was fun. And they didn't fight or complain the whole day. And my wife didn't judge me or anything. Like, I didn't.
You're a perfect husband, perfect father, perfect kids, perfect wife. Oh,
and we even managed. My son fell asleep in his stroller for an hour or so, and then woke up feeling great. And we even stayed up, watched the fireworks, went back to the Disney hotel. The kids went to sleep, and I was there with a glass of wine, just sitting going. And I actually said to my wife, I said, this was the best day ever. And I reckon if the kids had fought, it would have just been shit.
Right.
So there you go.
That is a good – that's a classic parent thing though, isn't it? Because me and Kathy went to watch the Pixies last night and left the kids at home. And we were virtually out of the driveway getting text messages from the kids saying, so-and-so hit me, so-and-so hit me.
Oh, text messages. Text messages, how it goes
And then phone calls of tears.
Oh, shit.
And I'm just sitting there going, oh, God. Fucked. This is fucking shit. This is the shittest fucking day ever. Favourite sports team?
It's the Swans. It's the Swans now. Yeah. Once upon a time, it would have been the Parramatta Eels.
The Eels.
And then Super League went and just fucking destroyed that for me.
Footy players are dickheads too now, aren't they?
They are. They are, really. And So it's the Eels. I'm still a supporter, but, I can't say they make me happy. That's the Swannies. The Swans.
Do you go to the games?
Swans? Not enough.
Yeah.
I do enjoy it when I do.
Yeah, I go a few times a year.
But I didn't go last year.
My partner goes for the Swans, but and I've kind of inherited that. But I don't feel the love for them.
What about the Giants?
Well, that's what I'm thinking. Yeah. Maybe I should just get on board there.
Because you're a Westie,
me. Yeah, that's going to ruffle some Swanee feathers. But
I can't change teams, though.
Yeah.
The Swans came at the right time.
Yeah, I haven't really committed, so I think I can.
Yeah, well, you're welcome to.
ultimate job, if you weren't doing this.
Well, it's sort of related to what I do, but my ultimate would be to, I reckon, be a character in a Disney Pixar film.
Nice.
I would love that so much.
Trumpy.
Yeah. Trumpy the elephant.
Can you do Trumpy as a kid?
Hey.
sound like the Godfather, isn't it?
You disrespect me. Oh, huge, huge.
I think Trumpy as a kid would just sound like that. You'd be that fat kid.
I'm going to steal your lunch.
But just getting other kids around him.
He'd be that kind of kid. As a kid, he'd be like,
my dad's the best. He's a police officer. My dad, he could beat up your dad anytime.
And then another kid would go, no, my dad's better than yours. He'd go, fake news.
Fake. You're a fatty boomba. You smell like cheese.
Yeah, he would.
Favorite article of clothing that you, is there a favorite T-shirt or?
Well, as we were sort of discussing before, T-shirts, I tend to change them a bit. So I might.
You always have a nice T-shirt. Do you get your T-shirts? Do you buy online or?
Well, this one came back from Mexico.
Oh, right. It's a nice T-shirt.
The Lucha Libre.
It is a very good T-shirt. Cool. This is striking. That's a good T-shirt to wear on stage.
Yeah, it'll be a thing. So for me, it's going to be a T-shirt of some description, probably. A T-shirt and a pair of jeans. But the T-shirts are the thing that really, yeah.
Are you superstitious when you do a gig and you die in an article of clothing and then you put that away for a
while? No.
It's just me.
No, I don't.
I'm like that.
I used to look at clothes and go, that's not for stage.
Yeah.
And I still do. I mean, there are things that I don't wear, but nowadays I don't care.
Especially when I'm on a cruise ship, it's tarnished. I put that in the wardrobe and just go, no, I'll leave that.
Burn it.
No, not burn it. I put it away for a while. It sits on the reserves bench for a while.
Yeah.
It always comes back.
Yeah. Yeah, be very funny. I used to have like 5 T-shirts, I remember, a while, and they were the only ones I'd wear on stage.
Favourite movie or TV show?
Favourite movie? It's always been Fletch, Chevy Chase. Love that film.
I watched Community yesterday with Chevy Chase in it.
Yeah, not bad, hey?
He just plays the same character every time, doesn't he?
He does.
But he does it well.
I do like him a lot, yeah. Fletcher is good, which is actually, that's my son's name.
And, nice.
Fletcher, but that's, and in my mind, we've named him after the film.
Oh, right.
My wife just thinks it's a good name. She didn't realise the, you know.
Well, see, my daughter's Heather, and my ex-wife thought it was just a nice Scottish name, but it was actually named after Heather Locklear.
Oh, Heather Locklear. Yeah.
She was the girl back in my day.
She was something.
And there was another Heather too in another maybe cop show. It was named after her as well. I can't remember her second name. Not Heather Graham.
Oh, she was great too. She was wonderful.
She disappeared, didn't she?
Yeah, she did.
I think she got on the gear.
Did she? That's a shame. She was lovely.
Favourite band or singer?
Favourite band has always been and probably always will be the Beatles.
Yeah. Have you seen the new doco?
No.
Amazing.
I want to see
Amazing.
Yeah?
Really? Yeah, really good. Did you know they didn't play many gigs?
No, they didn't.
They stopped playing after a while. They just made albums because it was just a pain in the ass for them.
Well, see, these days gigs are profitable. Albums aren't.
Yeah.
Back then albums were profitable.
The kids just went too nuts.
Yeah. Well, that's it. That was just silly.
There was one scene in the movie where Ringo's talking and he couldn't hear any music at all, and he was watching the hands as they were strumming to know when to keep the rhythm.
They didn't have fold back.
And then it just showed a shot of an end of a song, and then just Ringo kept playing. It was great to see the visual. It was like,
you can't hear the thing. Don't know what's going on.
Describe yourself in one word, a meme, or a wanky affirmation.
Oh, God. Choose life.
Did you have the T-shirt?
No, I might get one. I might just get one. I actually must admit, when George Michael died and, hang on, was that this year? Last year.
Was it this year?
Last year.
I think it was the end of last year.
The end of last year, yeah.
And, I was watching La La Land when it happened.
Yeah, that's right. It was because it was 2016, the worst year ever.
Mm.
Oh, my God, is this the year really? And then they put, George Michael died, and they put some pictures, and there was him in that Choose Life shirt, and I thought, well, he's a hypocrite. Isn't he?
Did you tweet that?
No, I thought
that would have got some hate.
I thought about it.
That would have got some hate.
I knew, that's why I didn't do it.
See?
Some
comics would have tweeted
they
that.
They would have.
And got infamy.
Yeah.
So you're like me. You want to keep everyone happy.
Well, I think, respect for the dead.
Weapon of choice in the zombie apocalypse, because it's coming.
Yeah, it'll be coming. Oh, look, it'd have to be something long so they don't have to get too close to the zombie. I reckon a shovel would be good.
Shovel
would be great. Yeah, because you can hit it flat, bang, or you can
head
slice
on
with it. Like
slice.
Just push in, just like jab, jab. Yeah, a shovel would be great.
Would you be a leader, a follower, or would you die straight away?
I'd probably just look after my pack.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your family.
Yep.
Keep the family alive.
I'm scared. Yeah.
Weird question.
Isn't it? So get looking.
When I was single and speed dating, that was my big question. That would get the chick excited. I'd go, because most people just ask stupid questions. What's your stupid question? I went, weapon of choice in the zombie apocalypse. And they'd go, oh, good question. They'd either go weirdo or went, I'm going to take him home.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
Yeah. Best piece of advice ever been given to you?
Oh, God. It might be, stay in the light and put the microphone stand to the side. I think that's the best bit of advice.
Is it Dave Grant?
Could have been, yeah. It was, yeah, basically stand in the light. And put the mic to stand to the side.
Nice.
Ignore it. And it's true. When I'm standing on stage, it's like, yeah, I make sure that my face can feel that light.
Yeah.
And I put that microphone stand out of the way.
You see some comics, or young comics, just walk out of the light and not notice.
No. So how do you not realise?
Maybe they think, oh, it's too hot there.
Yeah, I can't see anything.
It's too hot.
I know. We're talking about comedy now. But
yeah, we went into comedy.
It happens. But
we spoiled
it
at the end.
We've ruined everything. A la chingada.
So that's about it for us. Have you got a swear word to finish off with?
Well, I went to school in Parramatta with a lot of great Lebanese guys, and so I think everyone has some Lebanese swear words, some Arabic swear words up their sleeve. So for me, it was Eid be'emek.
What does that mean?
I can't remember. Might mean my hand in your mother or something. I'm not sure.
Your hand in your mother.
Yeah, I can't remember.
Fuck, that's dark.
Or is that Adipatizi?
That's some dark shit there.
I'm not sure. So if there's anyone listening who's Lebanese, I'm sorry if I've offended you. Arabic. It's not directed at you at all. Adifik, that's another word. I don't know what that means either.
Yeah. Wow. What an ending. Well, that's about it. Thanks for being the guest here. Thanks for the coffee.
Adios.
Goodbye, Simon. Oh, have you got any gigs you want to plug?
No.
What an ending. What an ending.
Just go.
Fade out.
Watch my videos.
Yeah. Go and check out Simon's videos. Very funny. You upload quite a few.
I'm trying.
Yeah.
I'm trying.
See you soon, mate.
Cheers.
Oh, well, what a great chat that was with Simon Kennedy. Great comedian, great bloke, great human being. Great stories. I hope you found that funny and engaging. And it was just a little chat in his house. And I'm going to try and do more of those this year. I'll still do the one-off ones on my own, on MindMeet. But, get some conversations happening with some old friends, some new friends, and some interesting people. Interesting. It was like a CH instead of a T there. Interesting. More interesting people this year on MindMeet. Got a lot of things happening this year. If you'd like to be a part of the podcast, contact me via Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, any of those. I'm on there. I'm easy to find. So I try to put them up every Thursday. Jeez, I've said that before. But anyway, I'm not a man that sticks to a plan very well, but I will try to stick to this one. Take care. Take it easy. See you later, mind meatheads.